Returning now to that report on the challenges facing the economy over the next 40 years, the forecast from the Department of Finance warns that the days of remarkable economic growth are numbered. It says that a surge in the number of older people will mean a rise in costs to the state and that continued inward migration will be vital to maintain growth. The document also warns that the housing crisis will persist, with demand peaking a decade from now. The senior civil servants who wrote it described their findings as stark. Let's go to Leinster House, from where I'm joined first of all by our political correspondent Paul Cunningham. Paul, lots of talk about this report at Leaders' Questions a short time ago. What did you hear?
Well, I think what people were focusing on was the idea that that sentence within the Future 40 document, that we could have a housing crisis for the next 15 years. And it was certainly an issue which was picked up by the Labour leader, Ivana Bacic. She wanted to say that this couldn't be allowed to stand, that the government had to react, that it had to have a radical reset of its proposals to try and move forward. Now, speaking on behalf of the government, as the Taoiseach is away, the Public Expenditure Minister, Jack Chambers, and he came back and said, look, we are regulating and changing our policy. There's going to be a new housing plan which will be published in the coming weeks. It's something that's an ongoing thing. He said, if you're looking at the amount of money, it's 100 billion is going to be spent on infrastructure over the next 5 years. That's housing, energy, water, all trying to get more homes from people. And he tried to pick at the opposition party, saying it isn't just the state's involvement, it also requires the private sector. And he said that's something that the left-wing opposition parties would never countenance, that the private sector has a role to play because the state can't do it on its own. Now, that's a familiar argument, Rachel, but once again, the jumping off point was the Future 40 report.
And as you say, I mean, in one way, that report was fairly predictable. We know that the population is getting older. We know that we're all living longer. But on the other hand, the report's authors described its findings as stark.
Yeah, I mean, what Jack Chambers was trying to do was to expand a little bit on this report. He was saying, like, it is a document coming from the Department of Finance, which is based on 2,000 scenarios. But he said what was key was it was that in the event of no action being taken. So he said, you can't just accept it as a fact. This is talking about what might happen if you don't do things. And he said, this is an innovative government which is continuing to change. But you could see from the opposition benches, they feel that the government isn't changing. And as Ivana Bacic called it, the Labour leader, they've been an abject failure when it's come to housing. And therefore, the fear and concern has to be that they'll continue to do that. They'll continue to fail. And it could be that in a decade's time, we'll still be faced with the same problems, which is infrastructure, critical infrastructure not being delivered. Therefore, you don't have the homes. Therefore, you do have a crisis.
Stay with us, Paul, because we're going to hear a quick couple of clips. They're all about a high-profile return to Leinster House today. Let's give a listen.
And just before we take leaders' questions, I would like to take the opportunity to welcome Deputy Richard Boyd Barrett back to the House. And to be fair, Deputy, everybody is absolutely thrilled to hear that your treatment went well and you're looking so well. Maybe you're somewhat quieter. We'll have to judge that as we go.
It's good to be back, and particularly good to be back in the aftermath of the successful campaign of Catherine Connolly. And can I congratulate her in her position as our new president? It's also good to be back on the day that a socialist gets elected in New York. Signs of hope and portents of the future.
Richard Boyd Barrett before that. We heard from the Ciarán Cóirlí. Paul, Richard Boyd Barrett back after cancer treatment, and he asked a question.
He did ask a question, and it was no surprise on the question of cancer, on cancer provision, on investment in vitally needed machinery which helped people like him. It was noticeable that his voice was a little bit less intense, but the passion was still there. It was also notable that across the House from every quarter, everyone was so happy to see him back. He is a character. He is a very popular politician, and I think there was a general sense that it was a good day that Richard Boyd Barrett was back in the Doyle chamber. He did say himself that he has to ease himself in, that he's not fully recovered just yet, but this was day one.
Paul, thank you very much. That was Paul Cunningham, our political correspondent.